We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
Welcome back to Brain Explorers, the podcast where we travel through the strangest and most beautiful worlds of the world inside your head. Today we're going to do something extraordinary. We're going to bend time. That's right, the same time that rules clocks, calendars, and galaxies, your brain can stretch, shrink, and twist like soft clay. Let's start with something strange. There's no such thing as now. By the time your brain receives a signal, say light hitting your eyes or sound reaching your ears, a few milliseconds have already passed. Your brain then reconstructs the moment like a movie editor, splicing frames together to make the world look continuous. That means everything you experience is a little bit in the past, and yet your brain tricks you into thinking it's happening now. Time for your brain isn't something you live in, it's something your brain builds. When you remember your past, your brain doesn't just play a video, it rebuilds the memory using the same neural circuits it uses for imagination. That's why memories can change over time. They're not fixed, they're rewritten every time you recall them. Now, here's where it gets weird. The same part of your brain that remembers the past, the hippocampus, is what allows you to imagine the future. So when you daydream about what's coming next, your brain is time traveling, using the same tool it uses for remembering. Past and future are built from the same mental material. And that means time is not something happens to you, it's something your brain creates. Ever notice that time feels slow when you're bored and fast when you're having fun? That's because your brain measures time not by clocks, but by change. When your environment changes rapidly, lights, sounds, movement, excitement, your brain processes more data, making time feel faster. When little changes, your brain goes quiet and time stretches. It's like your brain has its own internal metronome and emotions control the tempo. That's why danger can feel like it seems to freeze. In moments of fear, your brain speeds up its recording rate, creating more frames of the experience. That's why you can remember every detail of something scary, as if it lasted forever. In a way, adrenaline slows the movie down, but only inside your mind. Now let's go deeper. Every second, your brain predicts what's about to happen before it happens. If you catch a ball, your brain doesn't just react after it sees it. It predicts where it will go, creating a simulation a few milliseconds ahead of reality. That means your mind lives in a constant loop between memory and prediction. Your now is a dance between what already happened and what your brain expects next. That might mean that present moment isn't real at all. It's just the overlap of your brain's past and future models. So who are you, then, if you only exist in the overlap? Maybe consciousness itself, your awareness of existing, is your brain's way of keeping those timelines synchronized. You're the bridge between memory and imagination. But what happens when the brain's timekeeping falls apart? In some neurological conditions, like déjà vu or temporal lobe epilepsy, some patients report feeling the same time repeating, looping, and stretching endlessly. They feel trapped in seconds that never move forward. In extreme cases, the brain's internal clock can even stop interpreting change, leaving people feeling like they're floating outside of time entirely. And here's the eerie part. During near-death experiences, some people report live views, seeing every single memory at once, as time unfolds like a single sheet of light. Could it be that when the brain disconnects from the linear time, it reveals that everything, every second, exists all at once? Einstein once said, "The discontinuity between the past, present, and the future is only a stubbornly present illusion." Maybe your brain has known that all along. So here's your mission, Explorer. Close your eyes. Breathe. Think of your first memory. Maybe something from when you were little. Now imagine your future. What do you want to be? What do you want to do? Notice how both exist right here, right now, inside your mind. That's time unfolding on itself. You're not traveling through time, you are time. Your brain is the artist that paints the river of existence, only through one at a time. This has been Brain Explorers. I'm your host, Alma, and remember, clocks measure seconds, but your brain measures life. And when you look at it that way, time doesn't just pass. It belongs to you. I hope you had fun and learned something new. See you next time. Bye!
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop vac supplies. Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details. Save.